been murdered. Other friends have flown before. On the morrow he will leave me, as my hopes have flown before. And the bird said nevermore.
You're listening to The Call Podcast with Brandon and Josh.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome, Ravens Nation worldwide, to another episode of The Call. It's our Red Eye Review this week. Thank you for listening to us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, the Baltimore Sports Report Network, Player.fm, and Overcast. Now, you don't hear that echo when I say overcast, right? You didn't hear that just then. That's because Josh is not here today due to the fact that it is Thanksgiving week here in the U.S. Josh and I will be doing solo shows. We've been so busy, we don't have time to hook up and do a podcast this week. So we decided I will be handling the review show. Josh will be handling the preview show. So you guys still should be getting your podcasts when you normally get them. But with Thanksgiving coming up, you know, we got a lot of turkeys to make. We got bread to make. We got stuffing and cranberry sauce and all that good stuff to make. We got plenty of traveling to do. Since there is a lot of traveling going on, we wanted to make sure we still got these podcasts out to you guys. So thank you for listening to us on this Thanksgiving week. So what happened last game, guys? Anything big happened? I don't know. I mean, nothing really we should talk about, right? Well, who would have seen this coming? I mean, we probably should have, given the fact how this season has gone so far. Starting off the game, Justin Forsett lost with a broken arm. If you guys have not seen those photos, oof, God, that looks bad. It looks like it was just broken right in half. I mean, that arm should not twist that way. But Justin Forsett taken out of the game, broken arm. It looks very painful, so speedy recovery to him. Sucks to lose Justin Forsett. What a great talent he was there, showing up great last year. Struggling a little bit this year, but still coming out and doing a good job. So we saw Buck Allen take his place towards the rest of the game. And I like Buck Allen for this. You know, he's kind of been thrown into everything, going from the third string guy now to probably the starter. I mean, we saw Talaferro go down. Now Justin Forsett's gone. Buck Allen is now front and center in the running game, and I like what he's done. I like his numbers this year. We'll see what happens with him. And there's a chance now, Terrence West of Towson University, he might get a backup job now. He might be going from a couple different teams to the practice squad to the Ravens to the team of the Ravens to actually playing a game in the NFL for the hometown Baltimore Ravens. So that's going to be pretty cool for any Towson University alums out there to see this guy go from, you know, a Towson University student to the NFL player right back to the Baltimore Ravens. So if there's any kind of good news coming out of all this, I guess it's that we get to see what Terrence West can do in absence of Justin Forsett. I love Forsett. I hope he has a speedy recovery and he's able to bounce back from this. But, man, what a season we've had so far. To have Terrell Suggs go down, to have Steve Smith Sr. go down, to have Jeremy Zuta go down, to have Dennis Pitta not being able to come back, to lose our number one draft pick, Brashad Perryman, just not even see him play a game in a preseason fashion, in regular season, not even to see this guy really practice, because, you know, the Ravens make some of these practices open to the public. He was only there for the first day, and he really didn't do much. So this really sucks, and now we're losing our star running back and our star quarterback. Joe Flacco out for the rest of the year. Preliminary, it's saying torn ACL, possibly ACL and MCL. This one really sucks. This one hurts, guys. Joe Flacco, he's supposed to be the general who took over after Ray Lewis, and he's the guy who kind of leads the offense down the field. A lot of people not happy with Joe and what he's done this year, but I've always been a big fan of Joe. I think he is an elite quarterback, and it shows what he's made of. Really, think about it. He finished that game up against the Rams. It was Joe Flacco, torn ACL, MCL potentially. He can feel it going back to the sidelines, but he knows there's only a few seconds left. He knows what he has to do, and he stays in and finishes the game. What a dude right there, man. I mean, he shows how tough he is. He's a gritty guy. He knows he's going to do his best for the team. He's a good team leader. He's a little bit different than Ray Lewis or Ed Reed or Terrell Suggs. He's quieter, but he doesn't quit. He might be quieter, but he's not a quitter. So that's going to be a huge loss for the Ravens. I can't believe we're going to see this Ravens team without Joe Flacco. He's a staple of this team. He's never missed a game up until now. This really sucks to lose Joe. This is something John Harbaugh has never had to encounter before. Think about that. Joe and John have always worked together. They've always been, I mean, think about how many offensive coordinators Joe has gone through. Harbaugh, at least, has been a guy who stays with him. He's the static guy. And now John Harbaugh is without his starting quarterback. I think we all can agree that this has not been the Ravens' season, even though they did come out with a win this past week, so we are 3-7. There at least is that going on, but now we have starting quarterback Matt Schaub as the leader of the offense. I will give Matt Schaub this. He does have NFL experience. He's played on a couple different teams. Hasn't really lit the world on fire, to say the least. But I'm interested to see what this guy can do. I like the fact that he isn't just a rookie. You know, I would be worried if it was somebody who didn't have NFL experience, who only played that backup role and didn't really do anything for a starting QB role. Matt Schaub's been a starting QB for a couple different teams. He has done a little bit. We have seen his name before. So for him to come in here, he knows how to play the game. He knows the Ravens system. He has worked with the Ravens now for this is his first season here. So it will be good to have him. He's not the – all right, I'll put it this way. He's not the worst guy you can have in this type of situation. Would he be my first choice? Absolutely not. But he's our quarterback now. I don't think people are going to be flying Matt Schaub flags. I don't think anyone's buying a Schaub jersey anytime soon. But he's going to be our guy. And with the fact that this team is already kind of made up from second stringers and backups already, he should fit in just fine. That game, though, Ravens-Rams, I don't even know if you should consider that a professional football game. Good golly, was that bad. That was some of the worst football I have seen, not even from the Ravens, just in all. It's pretty bad, pretty bad stuff. I mean, there were flags everywhere. When the commentators make a comment like, all right, we have a play done, and there were no flags. All right, well, that's good. So that tells you something. The Ravens have not been a dedicated team this entire year. They really, they're not motivated. They don't know how to play correctly. They're not doing a good job of giving away yards. There's personal fouls all over the place. I thought that's why we got rid of Asa Jackson, to control those personal fouls. But more personal fouls are coming from all over the place. C.J. Mosley got a personal foul for a late hit. And you know what? I don't agree with that one at all. Because if you remember a couple weeks ago, Brandon Williams tackled a dude, and the dude never touched the ground, and he kept running. So the Ravens got burnt on that. Now, C.J. Mosley doesn't hear a whistle, and he continues the play and gets in trouble for it. I don't blame him for that. If I was C.J. Mosley, I would have continued to go because he was trying to learn from the mistakes that the defense have made, you know. And the refereeing in the NFL as a whole this season has been absolutely terrible. The Ravens have been burnt by it, and they're not gonna take it anymore. You know, they're gonna continue to play the game they're gonna play, and it sucks. It sucks when you lose and give away yards like that. But C.J. Mosley on that one, I don't blame you at all for doing that. I did think the Ravens were going to lose this game. Beforehand, during the game, I didn't think it was theirs to win. And honestly, I don't think that Justin Tucker won this game for us. I don't think Joe Flacco with his torn ACL even won this game with us by staying in. I think the Rams quarterback won that game for us, because if you saw that last hit he got, he was walloped and he was groggy getting up off the field. That dude had one of the most blatant concussions I have ever seen in my life. He was wobbly getting on his feet. He couldn't stand. He was pulled up by a teammate. He didn't know where he was. And the next play, he fumbled. I saw that coming a mile away. The commentators on NFL on Fox afterwards brought up the fact that there should be somebody watching, an independent person away from the other both teams, that should say when a player has a concussion and when he should be brought out of that game. That Rams quarterback should have been taken out before that last play went off. He's the reason why there was a fumble, because that dude was not in his right mind. He had no idea where he was. He didn't know he was quarterbacking a team. It was so blatant he had a concussion. That's the reason why the Ravens were able to win. Joe and Tucker getting it done. Tucker had a hard time. It was, if you guys weren't in town in Baltimore, if you were, you know, over in the UK or something listening to me now, it was windy in Baltimore on Sunday. It was bad. So I don't, again, I don't blame Justin Tucker for missing those couple field goals, because that wind was a little unpredictable. It was flying all over the place, and it was a blustery, cold day in Baltimore. So, I'm happy to see Justin was able to get that one away, and I'm happy we were able to get a win. But here's a question for you guys, and you can tweet to me, at BrandoCash. Tell me what you think. Is it a good thing that the Ravens won that game? Look at it. It's already a losing season. We already know we're not going to make the playoffs. It's 3-7 right now. Should the Ravens, I mean, I'm not saying, I guess we are in a lose-lose situation here, because going forward, if the Ravens win a couple games, that means we are going to be getting another mediocre draft pick. And right now, the Ravens need another star. They do. Terrell Suggs, Steve Smith, they're aging guys. They're hurt. You know, who knows how long Terrell Suggs and Steve Smith are going to be in the NFL. I think Smith is coming back for another year. Since Josh is not here to debate me on that, I say it's going to happen. But we need some new blood. We need some really talented guys. And if the Ravens lose the rest of the year, we're potentially getting a top five draft pick. That could really help the Ravens. Big time could that help the Ravens. I don't think another guy around 22 or 26 or the first round or the second round, you know, one of the first picks there, is going to help us in the long run. I don't want the Ravens to throw the games. I want the Ravens to win games. But is winning the best thing for this team going forward? I don't know. It's always better when you win, but at the same time, you do want that high draft pick. So, you know, it'll be a little weird, you know. I don't know how you root for a team like that, but anyway. So the defense didn't play well. The offense didn't play well. Mark Trestman needs to go. Good golly. I mean, this is when you're facing, you know, a fourth down and you play these stupid plays. And like when you're third or three and eight or whatever, and you're running the ball and Mark Trestman just, I don't know how he still works in the NFL. This is just terrible. The defense is not playing a very disciplined game. They don't have their leaders on the field, and it is evident. We need those leaders to show these guys what they should be doing, and it's just not happening. So, Joe Flacco not being the man that we see as quarterback on this team is going to be the oddest thing I think I've ever seen in the history of the Ravens. It's going to be odd, and I cannot imagine what this team is going to act like and be like with so many guys gone, and now with Joe Flacco gone. Who knows when he comes back? You know, I don't want to sound like a Debbie Downer here, but I mean, it's mid-November. There's a chance that he's not going to be back in playing form by the time preseason starts, because with a torn ACL, MCL, I mean, yeah, you can still work out and everything, but the summer, you're still rehabbing by summertime, I want to say. I don't know. We'll see, guys. But that's going to be it for the Red Eye Review this week. A little shorty for you, just me talking. I hope you guys have a very safe and happy Thanksgiving. If you are in the U.S., if you don't celebrate Thanksgiving, have a good Thursday. I don't know if you guys want to have pity turkey for us as well. But we will be having plenty of turkey and cranberry sauce and stuffing and mashed potatoes, sweet potatoes, pumpkin pie, all that good stuff. That's coming up on Thursday, and since you guys are going to be on the road traveling to your families, I wanted to make sure we got a little show out for you to keep you company out there on the road. This Thanksgiving, guys, just remember what it's all about. It's about friends and family. Let people know that they're important in your life. Let them know that you're thankful to have them in your life and that you're happy that you're there for them and that they're there for you. Just remember what the holiday is all about. We live in a very fast-paced world, and it's good to take a day and slow down a little bit. And we live in a world right now that's very dark. It's a very, very, very nasty world we live in right now. There's a lot of fear going on. There's a lot of anger. There's a lot of bad stuff in the world. So be that shining light and be that thing to be thankful for on Thanksgiving. Remember why you're thankful for everything, and remember all the good stuff you got in your life, and just put some good in the world this coming week, guys. Josh usually takes the show out, but before we go, you can tweet to Josh or I. You can tweet to me on Twitter at BrandoCash. Josh is at ItalianGQ52. So if you guys want to send us photos of the Thanksgiving meals you're having, we'll be happy to check those out. If you want to talk more about Ravens football, we can do that too. Not the year to have it, but I loved having Ravens football on Thanksgiving. Gosh, I wish that was a new tradition that they were starting, but maybe down the road. You go over to Facebook, facebook.com/thecallpodcast. Like us over there. Whenever a new show comes out, you'll be the first to know. You can also go to facebook.com/BrandoCash. Like us over there. Whenever a new show comes out for The Call or What the Puck about the Washington Capitals, that podcast, you can check that out and you'll be the first to know over there. Guys, we do this show for free. You listen, stream, and download the show for free. All we ask in return is that you guys please spread the word about the show. Let people know on Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr and Pinterest and Instagram and Vine and Reddit and Snapchat and whatever else you guys are doing. If you guys think we should get a Snapchat, let us know. If The Call should be on Snapchat, if you're on there, tell us and we'll start one up. But spread the word. Let people know I'm a Baltimore Ravens fan. It is some dark days ahead of us, but we're still cheering on the Ravens, and I listen to The Call, and you should too. So that's pretty much it for the show this week. Now, you guys might remember a couple weeks ago, we had our buddy Andre Boyd. He has become an internet sensation with Ravens fans recently. He dressed up like Ray Lewis for Halloween. He inspired some trick-or-treaters, did a Ray Lewis speech, and the world just went bananas. I mean, it was on ESPN, Monday Night Football. It was all over the Ravens website, just everywhere. Just craziness, man. He just put out a video recently on YouTube, and let me see if I can find his address on YouTube, about Thanksgiving. Ray Lewis motivating the family for Thanksgiving, and I think that's how I'm going to take out the show this week. I wish my computer would speed up a little bit. You can follow Andre Boyd on Twitter at AndreBoyd1981. The number is 1981. I'm looking it up on YouTube now. Here we go. His YouTube address is youtube.com/AndreBoyd. You can check him out there. And he's got all kinds of motivational speeches dressed as Ray Lewis. He's got, you know, one for Ronda Rousey after her knockout. He did one for the bye week specifically just for us a couple weeks ago. So, everybody, happy Thanksgiving. Go Ravens. This is a motivational speech from Andre Boyd at AndreBoyd1981 on Twitter about Thanksgiving dinner. Guys, happy Thanksgiving.
Mamas, grandmamas, you stayed up all night, sweating in that hot kitchen. Only got 3 hours of sleep last night. But you knew it wasn't going to be easy, because if it was easy, everybody would be doing it. But you did it. Now it's time for you to reap the benefits of your hard work. Your hard work is an investment, and you gotta protect your investment. Don't let nobody else take ownership over your sacrifices. No weapon formed against your kitchen shall prosper. But they think they're going to come in your house with a peddler bell, sweet potato pie, and sit down at your dining room table and eat a bowl full of cranberry sauce. Do not let your hardships be disrespected. If they don't eat your turkey, they're getting put out. If they don't eat your cornbread, they're getting put out. If they don't eat your greens, they're getting put out. And if they don't put gravy on top of your dressing, they're getting smacked in the mouth. Now look down at them. Get your ass up out of my house and go to Ruby Tuesdays or something. I want all the mamas to stand up. I want all the grandmamas to stand up. Protect your investment. Protect your sacrifices. Protect your dining room table. Protect your Thanksgiving. Now let's go. Cut me a piece of that peddler bell sweet potato pie. Cut me a big piece. Cut me a big piece, man. Because I know they sold it out. I know it's sold it out. Let's go.
This has been a production of Brando Cash Entertainment. Music by Brad Lepore and Daniel Kelly from the DBK Studio. For more information, go to BrandoCash.com.
The Call is a member of the Baltimore Sports Report Network. Find more podcasts like this at BaltimoreSportsReport.com.